You couldn't make it up. English news on February the 25th. Hold the front page, stop the presses. That was the cry in Fleet Street, pre-Thatcher home of the English newspapers, when a news story broke late in the day as the papers were being finalised and printed, or put to bed as they used to say. You might have thought that the proposal to sell British passports would merit such an excited reaction, that it would be big news. Think again. The proposal to sell British passports, or actually to auction the right to remain indefinitely to the highest bidders, is about to be handed to the government by their immigration think tank, the Migration Advisory Committee. Horrific as this idea is in itself, making British residents a prize in a lottery only the rich can enter, it's even worse to learn that the right to buy already exists. If you have, say, £10 million to invest in a hospital or a university, then you and your family are welcome to stay in England or elsewhere in Britain as long as you like, no need to speak English or to have a job to come to. Actually, the donation will speed up the process of getting the coveted Tier 1 visa by between 2 and 5 years. The problem with this existing system, apart from putting England up for sale, is that rich people were cheating the system by investing in their own British-based companies rather than benefiting the British economy. Hence, the new proposal to open the country up to the highest bidder. Nothing's decided yet, though. On previous performance, it seems unlikely Mr. Cameron or his ministers will be able to resist the smell of money or the chance to sell their own grandmother or, even better, someone else's. In all the discussions, there seems to be no mention of the idea that if rich foreigners want to live in Britain, they should bring all their money with them and pay all their taxes in Britain as well. It's a radical idea that could usefully be extended to the companies that make vast amounts of money in Britain but pay virtually no tax. Companies like Amazon, eBay, Boots, Cadbury, IKEA, Vodafone and Starbucks, for instance. Dream on. Don't say, I want a British passport because the colour matches my wife's toenail polish. Do say, what stays in Britain, pays in Britain. That's all for now. Bye.